let's say we've got something, you want me to take my hands away, when we get them to go, so you say, okay, now you can...
Can who?
Well, let's say we've got a rug or something. You pick up your end, and you see me standing around there like this, and say, okay, now, do what?
Grab a hold?
If you've got a couple of little kids around and you've got something dangerous to say on the desk and see them around like this and say, uh-uh. Do you know what I'm going to put their fingers on?
Yeah.
Do you say what?
That's usually what I say right there. Uh-huh. Look out there.
Don't
tell Bernie, them. Bernie. It's hot and dirty.
To let them know what?
Yeah.
Let them know what?
Let them know to keep away from them.
Don't touch it?
Not touching, yeah.
What do you call it when a football team makes 6 points? You say they scored a...
Yes, yes.
This means they carried the ball across the...
goal line.
What do you call a game where men walk around with a little bag with clubs in it and hit a little white ball?
Ball, you mean? They don't know a thing about it.
I don't know very much.
Still is. Thing that I ever seen, a guy could take that and work all afternoon chasing the ball around over the cow pasture.
They don't do it now. They're riding little carts. They're exercising, getting out and getting off. If you want another chance to do something, what would you tell a man?
Let me try again.
Let me try again, or give me
another chance. Let me try again.
If you've been writing to somebody regularly, and your wife wants to know if you've done it recently, what would she ask?
Well, I imagine she just asked, you wrote so-and-so lately.
Huh? If you write somebody and you want him to answer you, you say, I expect him to send me...
Return, you mean if you write to somebody and you want an answer to it?
Uh-huh.
Please advise.
Uh-huh. If you write a letter, and let's say you've forgotten where the man lives, so you give the envelope to somebody else and you say, will you please, let's say this person knows where the man lives.
Address it.
Boy, we're really clicking them off now. If someone plans to do something and then he doesn't, let's say you don't know if he planned this or not, you say, was that accidental or did he really...
Intentionally.
And if he did this, you'd say, yes, he did it.
Intentionally.
Or on purpose.
Or on purpose, right.
Well, what would you call a child who overruns to his mother or the person in authority to tell on other children who's done something wrong?
Tattletale.
Tattletale, and he does what?
He's tattletale what he does.
Cattle?
Cattle, yeah.
When people are working on a highway and they've got the surface all in the powder, you say you can't drive over that because they've got the road all...
Under construction?
It's under construction and the surface is all...
You mean it's all dug up?
Uh-huh. Dug up, torn up?
It's just torn up.
How long did you say your granddaughter had worked in this office?
Well, the granddaughter?
Uh-huh.
Well, she just worked here. She worked in the afternoons in the last semester of school and then this summer.
Uh-huh. Since
school is out this summer.
Uh-huh.
She was just starting this learning, see.
If somebody thinks he has a particularly good idea, you don't think much of it, you might say, well, he thinks it's a good idea, but I don't think it's...
I think he's a screwball.